Your Excellency, Honorable Mwai Kibaki, the President of the Republic of Kenya. Your Excellency, Dr. and General Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, President of the Republic of Uganda. Before I read my citation, I would like to request the Vice Chancellor, Professor Mariam Reva, to help me rob our graduate. Section 47 of the Universities and Other Tertiary Institutions Act 201, Makerere University has bestowed upon a selected number of distinguished personalities who have excelled in different sectors of life her prestigious honorary awards. On the recommendation of the University Senate, the Makerere University Council on 8th December 2011 noted and unanimously adopted the proposal to honor His Excellency President Kibaki with the prestigious award of Doctor of Laws Honoris Causa of Makerere University in recognition of his distinguished contribution to public life at regional and national and international levels. Today, the 24th of January 2012, I have the pleasure and honor of presenting to you one of Africa's illustrious sons, an eminent statesman, His Excellency Mwai Kibaki, President of the Republic of Kenya, for this award. Mr. Chancellor, sir, like many great men and women in history, His Excellency Mwai Kibaki is a man of humble origins. He is born in a family of 8 children. He was born on November 15, 1931, in Gutiaini village, Othaya Division, Nyeri, in Kenya's central province. He is the last born son of the late Kibaki Githinji and the late Teresa Wanjiku. His academics. For his primary education, Kibaki attended Gutiani Village School and Karima Mission School, where he completed what was then called Sub A and Sub B, which is an equivalent of Standard 1 and Standard 2. He then enrolled in Karima Mission School for 3 more classes of primary education. Between 1994 and 1946, he progressed to Mathari School, now Nyeri High School, for Standard 4 to Standard 6. At this school, he learned carpentry and manzore, as he and his fellow students were required to repair school furniture and provide materials to maintain school buildings. He also learned to grow his food, his own food, as all students were required to do, all in the spirit of self-reliance. Mr. Chancellor, sir, it is in this noble spirit of self-reliance instilled at this school that this great son of Africa, Mwai Kibaki, used to work as a bus conductor for the now defunct Othaya Bus Service Company during his school holidays. After nearly boarding primary school, Kibaki proceeded to Mangu High School, where he studied between 1947 and 50. He excelled and passed with a maximum of 6 points in his ordinary level examination. Kibaki's excellent academic performance at Mangu High School earned him a scholarship to Makerere University College in Uganda, one of the top universities then and also now. At Makerere, he pursued a Bachelor of Arts degree in Economics, History, and Political Science. He graduated in 1955 with a first-class BA Honours degree in Economics. Following his graduation at Makerere, he obtained a scholarship to study at a British university of his choice. He enrolled at the prestigious London School of Economics for a BSc in Public Finance and graduating with a distinction. He set a record at this school for being the first Kenyan to be awarded a first-class BSc honors degree in Economics and Public Finance. Mr. Chancellor, sir, his political career and public life. After his stint at London School of Economics in 1958, Kibaki returned to Makerere, where he taught as an assistant lecturer in the economics department until 1960. In December 1960, he quit Makerere and returned home to take up a job with Kenya African National Union, that is KANU, as an executive officer, and earlier on in March, he had participated in founding the KANU Party. So he's a founder member of the KANU Party. Mr. Chancellor, sir, in a nutshell, His Excellency President Kibaki's outstanding leadership was born and nurtured by Makerere University, his proud alma mater. For it was while a student at Makerere University that Kibaki became the chairman of the Kenya Students Association and was also the vice president of Makerere Students Guild, for which he actively championed the cause of decolonization and Pan-Africanism. On his return to Kenya, Kibaki became a powerful member of the KANU Party, Kenya's sole political party at that time. He served as the national executive officer and then later got elected to the Kenya Legislative Assembly. Mr. Chancellor, sir, the President Kibaki has occupied a number of positions as a minister. He was first appointed as Assistant Minister of Economics, Planning and Development, and later was appointed Minister of Commerce and Industry, and then he moved to the Minister of Finance, where he served for 24 years and became one of the most successful ministers of finance in Africa. President Moi later named Mwai Kibaki his vice president, a position he held for 10 years, later he resigned and reassigned to the Ministry of Health. Joining opposition politics, Kibaki left KANU in 1991 when it was declared that multi-party elections would be held the following year. By this time, Kenya was experiencing serious economic decline. Kibaki founded the Opposition Democratic Party on December 25, 1991, and as the party leader, he began to campaign for the presidency. Prior to 2002, President Kibaki organized the coalition of opposition parties, the National Rainbow Coalition, and pledged to improve the country's economy, wipe out corruption, and provide free primary education for all the children. Mr. Chancellor, sir, his resilient wheelchair campaign were characterized with the following enduring quotes. He said this: "We do not want to be ruled anymore by those who dictate, declare orders, and issue instructions," he stated during the campaigns. "We want to be ruled by the law." Kibaki soundly defeated his KANU opponent in December 2002 election, and he said thus, "I can assure you I will rise to the occasion," he remarked upon his victory. Kibaki was sworn into office on December 29th amid a jubilant celebration, and he said, "I'm inheriting a country which has been badly ravaged by years of misrule and ineptitude," he stated at his swearing-in ceremony, as quoted by Andrew England in the Associated Press. Mwai Kibaki reiterated his pledge to end government corruption. He assured the nation that the era of anything goes is now gone forever, and that government will no longer be run on the whims of individuals. Mwai Kibaki spearheading reforms. Following his election, Kibaki began to implement a broad array of reforms. He implemented his promise to provide free and compulsory primary education to all children, subsidizing secondary school education, liberalizing higher education, and enhancing access to university and other tertiary institutions. These reforms have translated into a remarkable increase in school enrollment at all levels and numerical growth of institutions of higher learning. Mr. Chancellor, sir, His Excellency Mwai Kibaki followed up on his promise to transform the economy and crack down on corruption in all government institutions, including the judiciary, central bank, the energy sector, among others. He also sought a law requiring all political leaders, including himself, to track electoral spending and declare their earnings. After his first 100 days in office, with the economy still flagging and corruption curtailed but not wiped out, President Kibaki faced critics who challenged his resolve thus, and he said, "We have made promises and we are in the process of keeping them," he said in a taped speech reprinted in the New York Times. He further said, "Where there are delays, they are sincere. We are not a government that makes promises it does not intend to keep." He insisted that his administration had restored the trust of the citizens. He said, the most important transformation in Kenya over the last 100 days has been in the minds of the Kenyan people. He continued, we have seen a renewal of their confidence in the future. To date, Kibaki's economic reforms, including the introduction and overseeing of the adoption of Vision 2030, which is a development plan aimed at raising GDP growth to 10% annually and transforming Kenya into a middle-income country by the year 2030, are beginning to pay off. With a GDP of USD 31.4 billion and economic growth of 5.6% according to the World Bank 2010, economic recovery has become a reality. And Kenya, the Kenyan economy, remained the strongest and most vibrant, not only in East Africa, but in the COMESA region as well. In light of the current global economic downturn, this is not a mean achievement. Mr. Chancellor, sir, in the area of gender and women's empowerment, the Kibaki administration has diligently spearheaded significant reforms. This include, among others, a focus on implementing affirmative action policies that facilitate the mainstreaming of needs and concerns of women in the development process. President Kibaki, for example, has directed that 30% of all the recruits in public service should be women. Further, the implementation of universal primary education has witnessed an increased enrollment of girls, and currently the gender parity in primary school enrollment has been realized, with girls constituting 49% of primary school enrollment in the Republic of Kenya. Mr. Chancellor, sir, President Mwai Kibaki has other achievements and has spearheaded other reforms and outstanding achievements, and they can be summed as follows. President Kibaki has been at the forefront in campaigning for the peaceful conclusion and implementation of agreements in both Southern Sudan and Somalia. As a result of the peace initiative, Kenya facilitated a new state. The Republic of South Sudan was born on 8th July 2011. President Kibaki has proved to be a true East African by prioritizing regional integration in his international and diplomatic engagement. President Kibaki has also been central in leading the improvement in the provision and accessibility of health services in public hospitals. The government is now providing free drugs for malaria, tuberculosis, HIV/AIDS in public health facilities. The country's ICT sector has blossomed during His Excellency Kibaki's presidency. Today, Kenya is a world leader in ICT innovation. With respect to observance of democratic rights and freedoms, there is now greater freedoms of expression, assembly, and association more than at any other time in the country's history. Mr. Chancellor, sir, today Makerere University is a proud alma mater of her exceptionally accomplished alumnus, Mwai Kibaki, thanks to his distinguished academic and leadership achievements, his contribution to public life, his laudable economic education, gender reforms, and transformation to empower women across social and political spheres. Today, 24th January 2012, Makerere University proudly confers upon her outstanding alumnus, Mwai Kibaki, one of her most prestigious awards, the Doctor of Laws of Makerere University. It's now my humble pleasure and honor to request Your Excellency Mwai Kibaki, the President of the Republic of Kenya, to step forward for the award.